proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series on that interval known as the Day of the Lord, this time focusing on what the prophet Zephaniah had to say. Zephaniah might have descended from the Davidic line. The name Hezekiah, which is a variant of the name Hezekiah, Hezekiah was one of Zephaniah's ancestors. Zephaniah prophesied during the reign of Josiah, the king of Judah. In the first chapter of his book, Zephaniah warned his contemporaries about the approaching day of the Lord. He linked that time with what he termed the Lord's sacrifice. During that interval, God would punish the royal family of Judah, as well as visiting judgment upon, quote, all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's homes with violence and deceit, unquote. That latter phrase, violence and deceit, might refer to those individuals who invaded their neighbor's houses, despoiling their goods. Zephaniah's description of the day of the Lord emphasized the horrors that would prevail during that period. He referred to it as, quote, a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers, unquote. God declared that he would bring distress upon all men, and that, quote, the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, unquote. Within a matter of a few years after Zephaniah issued that prophecy, armies from Babylon would wreak destruction upon the kingdom of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Yet, the events of those times foreshadowed yet a future time. A future time when all of the inhabitants of the world, not merely those who lived in the Jewish household, but all of the inhabitants of the world would experience the wrath of God. How can an individual avert such divine displeasure as the day of the Lord reflected? In the second chapter of his book, Zephaniah gave the answer, quote, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, behold, the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Unquote. God had given similar advice to Moses in connection with the 10th plague on Egypt, as described in Exodus chapter 12. He told the Jewish people on that occasion to kill a lamb, to apply its blood to their doorposts. If they did, God promised to, quote, pass through the land of Egypt this night. He would smite all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast. Furthermore, God said, against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Unquote. In Zephaniah chapter 2, God exclaimed, quote, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Unquote. God had a message of consolation for the Jewish people. After venting his wrath at that time, God will again manifest his mercy. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.